something new, and then we're going to hear something blue later, or something old, or something. Anyway, nobody's getting married that I know about, but maybe you'll get cheerful.
You might see me down in Alabama or Baton Rouge down in Louisiana. I might make it up to Detroit City, where people work hard and life is gritty. It don't really matter where I am, it's what I do and what I can. This old world has been good to me, so I try to give back and I try to be free. I was born in Ontario. I was born in Ontario. Go wrong, I might pick up a pen and scribble on a page and try to make sense of my inner rage. One cold winter, we went down south with Daddy's typewriter for a couple of months. But I was born in Ontario. I was born in Ontario. Ontario. The black fly bites and the green grass grows. That's where I learned most of what I know, cause you don't learn much when you start to get old. I moved on at a tender young age. Mom and Daddy never seemed to stay in any one place for very long. We just kept moving, moving on. But I was born in Ontario.
Let's go. You know I'm still living with a memory.
That was Johnny Winter from his album, Second Winter, his second album from 69, from doing Memory Pain. Oh, Greg Googly Moogly, what an awesome guitar player that fellow was. Before that, the Chamber Brothers, Feeling the Blues was the record, and the song was Girls, We Love You. Lovejoy, was the album by Albert King. Before that, he did a song Going Back to Somewhere. And then Neil Young and Crazy Horse with Psychedelic Pill did the song I Was Born in Ontario. That's off a brand new release, the first Crazy Horse Neil Young collaboration in I think about 10 years or so. So I hope you enjoyed that one. They've got a couple songs on there that are like 27 minutes long. I was thinking about playing one of those for the marathon, but maybe I'll save that for later. Problems or something. It's 118 at WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. You're listening to the New Breakfast Knob. We're going to hear a couple more older cuts, and then we're going to bring it back into the 20th or the 21st century, depending on what time zone you're in and how your HD Wells or your TARDIS is working. And let's go back to 71 and check out Quicksilver. This is called Play My Guitar, and that theme will continue for the next couple songs.
Digging you. We'll be right back. guitar, that's all that still moves me. I won't play my guitar, that's all that still moves me.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
away from me. I feel it in the air, it's there everywhere. Oh, I'm losing you. I don't wanna lose ya, but I know I'm gonna groove ya. We'll be right back.
The Pretty Things doing The Loser from a collection of singles from 68. Before that, I Know I'm Losing You from Rod Stewart's Every Picture Tells a Story. Jeff Beck brought us Shapes of Things, his cover of the Yardbirds song, which he was also on from his first album, Truth, with Rod Stewart singing vocals on that one. Status Quo did Something's Going On in My Head. Cream brought us NSU from their first album, Fresh Cream, released in 1966. And we started it off with Play My Guitar from Quicksilver Messenger Service's Quicksilver album, 1971. It's 143 at WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond, and portions of today's programming are made possible by producer-director Jerry Williams, a.k.a. TV Jerry. Since 1980, Jerry has been working with local and national clients to produce creative media, including DVDs, webcasts, commercials, and long-form videos. For the past 13 years, TV Jerry's website, Tales from the Grips, has featured news and dirt of Richmond's production community, as well as movie reviews at tvjerry.com. All right, we're going to move it up to the cusp of the millennium, depending on how you count your calendars. This was released in 2000, so it could go either way. Black Box Recorder here on WIR.
Getting I really think you should quit smoking.
right. That was Debile Menthol, or Debile Menthol, pronounced as the music sounds, a Swiss avant-garde band from the 80s, doing Bao de Mao. I don't know how to pronounce that. Before that, St. Vincent from her Marry Me album, 2007, Your Lips Are Red is the song. Air brought us How Does It Make You Feel, a twisted single from their 2001 release, 10,000 Hertz Legend, and Black Box Recorder, speaking of really, really twisted music, The Facts of Life from the album of the same name started off that set. It's 2 o'clock at WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. You are listening to The New Breakfast Snob. I'll be here till 3 at 3 o'clock. Songs from the Big Hair, music of the 1980s, and at 5 o'clock, River City Limits, bringing you the best in local entertainment. I also want to tell you that broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by Rostov's Coffee and Tea, 1618 West Main Street, now featuring home delivery everywhere in the city. Details on the web at rostovs.com. All right, we're going to head overseas. Let's start with the Netherlands, and then we'll start working our way westward back towards the... what is the former colony of England? I think I'm here, but we'll get there when we get there. This is Boomerang from Are You a Lion?
underground. Doesn't matter what they say, steal a car and drive away. Look at all the people who step around, that could be you.
All right. Oops, missed the grace note. Sorry, guys. That was Burning the Tracks from Unquiet Nights, the first of a trio of songs from bands from overseas that you probably haven't heard of, but you should have. Like I said, that was Unquiet Nights from their 21st Century Redemption album. Before that, All Right by the Centerfolds from Release the Hounds, their latest EP. And we started off that set with Boomerang from the Netherlands with Are You a Lion, released in 2011, I believe. It's 2:13 at WRIR-LP 97.3 FM Richmond, and broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by the Maudlin Center, presenting Spirituals to Funk, featuring New Orleans keyboardist and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Dr. John, with gospel music legends the Blind Boys of Alabama in their first ever joint tour. Tuesday, November 13th, 2012, at 7:30 p.m. at the Carpenter Center, Richmond Center Stage. Ticket information on the web at maudlin.richmond.edu or by calling 804-289-8980. All right, we've got about 45 minutes left to go. Just heard a trio of relatively unknown bands in America. This band has a new album out. You've probably heard of them, but don't get disheartened, so to speak. This album's a lot better than what you might think.
Over 13 million.
Whoops. See, let's try that again.
Thank you.
train that I am on. You can hear the whistle blow a million miles. I would give up all my life just to make it right. I'm one. I got
So I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour. Tune in weekday mornings 8 to 9 here on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
Pet bulls keep screaming in my ear. Hey there, Rutgers Club, explain the meaning of this song and share it. There's no way of understanding what's been going on. I lost track yesterday, but now I found out that it's generosity that turns me on. So let's keep it that way. Help yourself to me, I'll help myself to you and all your friends. We can spread it around. So if you can spare it, then come on and share it. Let's get on with sleep. Really, what a joke. The only thing that matters is to share it. Cross displays of acute embarrassment would make you cringe. Spend your money elsewhere. I won't trouble you with all that cheap philosophy. Is better still to watch that on TV. Most especially adverts of some slinky hairspray when the plastic actresses take off their clothes just to demonstrate all their curves and cleavages and subtleties, quite forgetting their hair. But please do not take it seriously, really. What a joke.
Many prostitutes, apparently only one, the sweet young thing.
And he did tell Cal Thomas of the Moral Majority that the sex act itself was not fully consummated. However, he did admit to doing something pornographic with the girl. Let's use our imaginations, ladies and gentlemen. In the bar, where all the fevers grow, under the water, where the shark bubbles blow. In the morning, by your radio, do the walls close in to suffocate you? You ain't got no friends, and all the others, they hate you. Cause the life you've been leading, gotta go. Let me send you out by the place I know. Now get your shoes and socks on, people, because it's right around the corner. Go out through the night and the whispering breeze to the place where they keep the imaginary disease. Turns out through the night and the whispering breeze to the place where they keep the imaginary disease. Now scientists call this miserable little disease podobromidrosis, and well, they should. But as regular folks who might wear a tennis shoe or an occasional python boot know this exquisite little inconvenience by the name of stank butt. That's right. You know, my python boot was too tight. Couldn't get it off last night. Week went by, now it's July. I finally got it off, and my girlfriend cried, "You got stink foot. Stink foot, darling. Your stinking foot puts the hurts on my nose. Stink foot, I ain't lying. Can you rinse it off? Do you suppose? Well, here, Fido, here, Fido. Bring the slippers to the puppy. Yes, that's a good dog. Bring him over to Jimmy Swagger, that's right. He'll do anything for a good time. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Keneally, Walt Fowler, Bruce Fowler,
Paul Carman, Albert Wayne, Kirk McGedrick, Chad Wackerman. Now this is a special case, ladies and gentlemen. Get that spotlight over here. This is Ed Mann. Now, Ed had a tragic experience a few moments ago. One of the loyal fans in the audience came up and treated him like a war criminal because he fucked up the lick on Dickie Such an Asshole way back when, who knows, several weeks ago. But the people who come to these shows listen so carefully to every little detail that this man was deeply offended by Ed's performance. So to make sure that he gets his money's worth tonight, we're going to dwell on it for a few moments now and have Ed actually practice, kind of warm up for that big lick that happens in Dickie Such an Asshole. We're going to rehearse it right now. Ready? Just do it as a solo. Here we go. Or...
Why do you torment me with the past?
That was The Thinking Plague, I Do Not Know, from the compilation Early Plague Years. Before that, Vander Graaf Generator, Theme 1. Frank Zappa Live from Make a Jazz Noise with Stinkfoot. And Hatfield in the North brought us Rotters Club, Beth Orton, Paris Train, and Heart from their latest Fanatic release, 2012, with Million Miles to Go. A couple of train songs there. It's 15 minutes to 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, I'll be turning it over to Songs from the Big Hair. And at 5 o'clock, you got River City Limits coming up to bringing you the best in Richmond entertainment. When I say we're going to keep it weird, it could be just about anything, because for me, this is kind of weird, but I like it anyway.
Almost completely. He's in love with the world, and sometimes these feelings can be so misleading. He turns and says, "You are right. Oh, I must be fine, 'cause my heart's still beating. Come and kiss me by the riverside." Sarah says it's cool, she don't consider it cheating. Can't keep away from the boy. The two sides of my brain need to have a meeting. Can't think of anything to do. My left brain knows all love is fleeting. He's just looking for something new. I said it once before, but it bears repeating. Is he looking for something new? I said it was before, but it bears repeating. Sometimes these feelings can be so misleading. He turns and says, "Are you alright? Oh, I must be fine, 'cause my heart's still beating. Come and kiss me by the riverside." Sarah says it's true, she don't consider it cheating.
Don't go telling no more, don't go telling no more, don't go telling no more lies on Sarah. Don't go telling no more, don't go telling no more, don't go telling no more lies on Sarah.
Slime and stumbles, twists, and he tumbles, he always lands on his everybody. How are you? This is Gene from the British Breakfast, also